Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A new development in a case that has drawn national attention. Former Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar has agreed to a plea deal on federal child pornography charges. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells is with us now. And Kate, we know since last September at least 95 women and girls have claimed Larry Nassar sexually assaulted them, going back as far as 1992. So now he's agreed to plead guilty to these federal child porn charges. Tell us more about the plea deal.
Yeah, so these three charges mean that ultimately he could, at most, in this federal court, get three consecutive sentences of 20 years. So at most, this federal judge could say you're going away for 60 years. This is totally separate from the three cases that are still progressing in criminal courts in Michigan. This is just the federal charges. And according to this agreement that Larry Nassar has signed that he got from the U.S. Attorney General's office in Western Michigan, he is saying, yes, I am guilty of three counts of child porn, of receiving child porn, of having child porn, and also of trying to destroy that child porn, which is an interesting story in and of itself. I don't know if you had heard about this when it was originally discovered. So the MSU police let Larry Nassar know, this is like back in August, September time before he'd been fired from MSU. They said, look, we're going to come search your house. He had known he was under investigation since August 30th, and he had apparently taken his MSU laptop to get wiped from a local computer shop. But when MSU police agents show up at his house, they notice that the trash bins outside by the curb have not been picked up by the trash. And they go and look at it, and at the very top of the trash is a hard drive. And on that hard drive, they find 37,000 images of child pornography, according to FBI testimony. So the trash was moving down the street. And if it had been a few minutes later, they would have missed it.
This is going to be filed soon in court at some point.
Yeah.
And nailed down. But what does this mean for all of these women and girls who claim that they've been sexually assaulted by Larry Nassar?
So what this plea deal looks like is that in exchange for Larry Nassar pleading guilty to the three child pornography charges, the U.S. Attorney General's office is saying, we will not prosecute you when it comes to two things. One, when you allegedly molested two kids in your swimming pool in 2015, and anything in terms of you potentially traveling interstate or across to other countries in terms of illicit, illegal sexual engagement with children. And for women who say, you know, I was an Olympic athlete and I was abused in, say, Sydney, or I was abused as a member of the U.S. national team, they worry that this essentially means that they will never get their day in court.
And have you had a chance to talk to any attorneys for this?
Yeah, I talked to John Manley, who is an attorney for 90 alleged victims. And he says that they feel betrayed, that in some cases the FBI went to them and said, hey, will you come forward and tell your story? And then that more recently, the U.S. AG's office flew out to meet some of them all the way out in California. And according to this attorney, said, look, we are going to file this plea deal because not everybody wants to testify in federal court. And the attorney is saying, look, some of my clients do want to testify. Give them a shot at it. And they just feel like this is completely unfair and kind of betrays the trust that they had.
When you tell your story to a police officer as a victim and then he's not prosecuted, the implication is they don't believe you or it doesn't matter.
You know, it just strikes me when you think of the Bill Cosby case, there was a person that was tried, but there were many more who accused. I mean, I don't understand. I think it's fuzzy why they feel that they all have to step forward.
Well, I think a lot of people, at least the attorneys that I've talked to who are representing alleged victims here in Michigan and California, they are very surprised by this. They don't totally understand it. They feel like the child porn charges are pretty slam dunk because they had this evidence that seemed very clear. So they don't understand why the federal government is trying to plead Nassar down on this, especially when there appeared, at least from our knowledge, to be several women who wanted to come forward and talk about what happened to them when they were kids and wanted to see Nassar prosecuted for that.
But once this plea deal is signed, that closes the door.
As we understand it, once this is officially filed, Nassar has already gone ahead and signed it. The attorneys tell me, like, look, unless my athletes and my clients literally fly over to Sydney, Australia, and file a case there, this was their last chance. This means they can't go forward with their case.
So what comes next? What are you watching for?
So this, like we mentioned before, does not affect the three state-level cases. Those are still moving forward. Two of them are in Ingham County. I'd estimate that the earliest we're going to see any kind of trial around these is probably this fall.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Cindy.